Chazor Zechanish was a Bachich at Chushagmon of Yehudim Sech Lashabbos Daf Samach Tes. The early Gemara Munbaz agreed that even having knowledge during doing an Avera could make you Chayav Achatos. In fact, the Gemara, if you have knowledge during the Avera, then you're no longer a Shoigig. So how would you bring a Achatos if you're no longer a Shoigig? Gemara says, it means he was a Shoigig in the respect that he didn't know that this Avera carries a Achatos obligation. So he was a Shoigig Gabi the Korban, in that way he's a Shoigig, and that way he'd be Chayav Achatos. The Rabbanon who argue say no, that the lack of knowledge of the chi of carbon does not make someone a shoygig. What are the rabbanon hold when they say you have to be a shoygig ligabi? What din do you have to be a shoygig? So Rabbi Yochanan says even if he doesn't know that there's a chi of karis for an aver, he knows it's a lav. He doesn't know it's karis. That's called a shoygig. Rish Lakish says no. He has to a shoygig means he doesn't even know that this act is aser, that this is an aver. Rav explains Rish Lakish. The pasuk says asher lo yisei asen avi asher. It means he can only bring a chatos if he was a shoygig that it was aser. He was unaware that it was aser. Yechanan uses this pasuk like Shimon Elazar and Abayis to say that the only person who brings a chatos is someone who, if you would tell him, explain to him how it's aser or what the chiyuv is, then he would stop doing it. But someone who wouldn't stop doing it even when he is made aware of what's going on, such a person would not bring a chatos for doing it. So Mishnah says there are 39 ovos malachos. Why do we need the number 39? To teach that there are 39 groups that the maximum amount of chatois a person can be chayuv for is 39 for the 39 different malachos. Now, according to Rabbi Yechanan, this makes sense because someone, he could be aware of Shabbos, but he doesn't realize that there's a chorus, chi of chorus over here, so that's why he could be a shoyg and be chayev 39 chatois. But according to Rish Lakish, he has to know that means he doesn't know it's aser. So if he didn't know all the 39 malachas are aser, what does that mean? He knew it was Shabbos, but he didn't know the 39 malachas are aser. So in regard to what did he know it was Shabbos then? Gemara says that Rish Lakish will have to hold there could be a kivo who holds that Hilchas Tchumen is deraisa, even though it's not one of the 39 malachas. So it means he was aware of Shabbos with regard to the halacha of Tchumen, but he did not know about any of the 39 malachas that they're also. There's a braisa that says if someone knows that it's Shabbos and he knows the malachas is also, but he doesn't know it can lead to a chatos, to a chi of chatos, he's considered to be a shoygin and he would be chai of a chatos. This braisa clearly follows Mumbaz. Abaya says when it comes to Shuas Bitui, this for bringing a chatos for swearing falsely, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree that the chatos is only brought if when he did that he was unaware that he made the shua at the time that he was violating the shua. It's not enough that he wasn't aware that there's a chi of chatos over here. In fact, the Gemara, obviously, Rabbi Yochanan said he's only considered to be a shoygig when he's unaware of the chorus, the chi of chorus attached to something. Here, there is no chi of chorus when it comes to shua's bitoy. So, of course, he would be chayev a chatos. Just because he doesn't know the chatos doesn't mean anything, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Where it says, since his chi of chatos is different than all other chi of chatos, the taka is no chi of chorus over here. So we would think that maybe he's a shoygig without knowing, if he doesn't know about the chatos, chi of chatos, maybe he's a shoygig. That's why Abaya felt it's necessary to say that Rabbi Yochanan would agree in this case as well. However, there's a braisa that says that if someone's a shoygig for swearing falsely, if he doesn't realize that swearing falsely carries a chi of chatos. So obviously this is sure according to Abaya. So the first answer is the braisa follows Mumbaz. The second answer is taka follows the Rabbanan, and Echanami the shlugs up Abaya to Yufta. Abaya says Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if a zor eats truma, he's only chayev to add the chaymish if he's a shoygig, he doesn't realize what he's eating truma. However, if he knew he was eating truma, but he didn't realize there's a chiyuv of misa b'dei shamayim, then he would not have to give the fifth. Again, this is obvious. There's no karis penalty over here. There's no chiyuv karis. So Rabbi Yochanan only says that the person is a shoygig if he doesn't know about the chiyuv karis. But there's no chiyuv karis here. So why would Rabbi Yochanan not agree? We would think that misa b'dei shamayim takes the place of karis in this case. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says if he doesn't know of the misa b'dei shamayim, it's like he didn't know of the karis. And then therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would say he's a shoygig. That's why Abaye says no. Rabbi Yochanan would agree in this case. Rava actually argues in Abaye and says Rabbi Yochanan says that the misa b'dei shamayim does take the place of karis. So if he's unaware of the misa b'dei shamayim, he would not have to pay the chomish, because the chomish takes the place of the chatas. Someone's traveling in the desert, doesn't know what day Shabbos is. Or Huna says he counts 6 days, and the seventh day is Shabbos, like by Brias Olam. First came 6 days, the seventh day was Shabbos. Chia Barav says, no, he holds the next day is Shabbos. And then he counts the 6 days afterwards, which is what Adam HaRishon came into the world right away. The next day was Shabbos, and then he counted another 6 days till the next Shabbos. Mara brings two brises, which seem to say that you first count 6 days, and then you have Shabbos. Thus, to Yufta of Chia Barav, to Yufta. Rava says, if a person is in this situation, every day he can only do enough work to keep himself alive, because every day may be Shabbos, he can only do enough for Kuach Nefesh to keep himself alive. And on his own Shabbos, when he is holding a Shabbos, he can't do any work at all. If he can't do any work at all, he's going to die that Shabbos. He only had enough for every day for his day. It's like, remember, the day before Shabbos, he's allowed to do enough work for 2 days. Maybe the day before his Shabbos is actually the true Shabbos. Rather, every day, including the day that he's holding the Shabbos, you're allowed to do enough work just to survive. And the way he makes his Shabbos recognizable is by doing Kiddush and Avdallah. Rava says if you remember is when he set out on his journey, but he doesn't remember what day of the week he set out on his journey. It's a day, and he counts 7 days. So that day of the week that he set out on his journey, he's allowed to do malacha, because that's for sure. No one sets out on a journey on Shabbos, for sure. It's not a problem. But he can't assume that it wasn't Friday either, because normally people don't set out on a journey on Friday. No, that he can't assume. Mishnah said, Hayudea Ikka Shabbos. How we know the halacha that sometimes someone is chayiv one chatas for doing many malachas on many Shabbos, and sometimes he's chayiv a chatas for each and every Shabbos? Rachman, the name of Rabbi Barua, says, there are two psukim. One pasuk says, Veshamunei Yisraelis Shabbos, which is written in the singular. A singular shmir for many Shabbos. Another pasuk says, Veshabsoi Saita Shmoyu, which is for each Shabbos has a separate shmir. Sometimes it's one shmir for all Shabbos. It's one chatas. Sometimes each Shabbos is a separate chatas. Nachman Yitzchak says that the mashmois of each pasuk is actually the reverse. Veshamunei Yisraelis Shabbos is for each Shabbos separately. Veshabsoi Saita Shmoyu is all the Shabbosim together in a general one shmir for many Shabbos.